Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Burrell. Excited to be with you all this evening to share with you this relevant kingdom teaching. I hope that everybody is in a cool place. These last few days in Virginia have been hot, hot, hot. So we've been lifting up those who are homeless because the temps have been unbearable, but I just believe God to take care of them the same way He takes care of those who have shelter, some still without the ability to cool. But, you know, just encourage everybody to try to stay cool, stay hydrated, stay focused on what it is that God is speaking and what it is He would have you to do, even in times of trials and tribulation. I'm grateful for the word this week. I was reading on my Clarity Training Institute this morning to be poured in by Apostle Rodney Beeney, and the Lord had me reading. Holy Spirit had me reading from Apostle Julian Young's book, The Blueprint, Developing Your DNA for Success. And as I read, going back to this, because I've read this book before, but what stuck out to me this morning in our travels was the quality of life design. The quality of life design. And so that's what we're going to talk about briefly this evening. I want to thank everybody for the callers who have called in and those who are in the chat room. If at any time, callers, you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are, for what you've done, and for what you're doing. Holy Governor, right now we ask that you would speak with clarity, with understanding, and with power, which we need in this teaching, that you be glorified. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. The quality of life design. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. Reads this way. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, builder and maker is God. Whose builder and maker is God. So, this qualifies God. Of course, we already know he's not just a creator, but he's a chief architect. He is the master builder of our lives. And a statement that I read in the book this morning that said, when God thought of you, he thought of himself, thought also of himself. Think of that when we think of that. And we always go, we don't always go, but we often hear people come from the scripture in Jeremiah that before we were placed in our mother's womb, God knew us and he called us. And the fact is that he did. He knew us. When God thought of us, before he even placed us in our mother's womb, he knew what we would look like. He knew what we would talk like. He'd know our smile, our unique abilities and qualities. He carefully took that time to craft us and map us out according to his plan for our lives. Each of us, our lives are to be an expression of the very best of who God is. And when we think about that, sometimes it's like, whoa, wait a minute, that's wow. Yeah, it is sort of wow to know that God cares and loves us so much so that he had a plan. And he was very specific. And everything he did in creating us in his image, he created you with intent. He has expectations for us to do God work, not just good work, not great work, God work. And by God work, I mean that which is a part of his original intent for placing us in the earth. And his expectation for us remains the same. It doesn't change. It doesn't matter what we face in life, what we're feeling in life, what we're dealing with. None of those things matter, because God created us to dominate and excel beyond the normal perimeters of life. You say, okay, Valerie, what do you mean? What I mean is God created us such that when we're living from paycheck to paycheck, robbing Peter to pay Paul, that was not a part of God's intent. He created each of us to dominate and excel. He created us with the ability to break out of the box of normality. He made an investment in us, an expensive investment in us, because he made us. And when he did so, he was also thinking of himself. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. In creating us, God gave us a divine pattern and a life source to empower us, that being the Holy Spirit. When God made us, when we come into the understanding of our true prosperity, it's a point at which we live our most compelling life. And that's when we live our most compelling life, when we live life on purpose, according to his original intent. Now, a lot of times you hear people talk about the supernatural, but if the question were posed to you, as it is in this book, and if you've not read it, if you don't have it, this is what I suggest you. It's called The Blueprint, Developing Your DNA for Success. This is the older version, but I think it's now called Kingdom Paradigm. But look it up, Apostle Julian Young. It's a wonderful read. But the question is posed, what if you could live supernaturally out of heaven's benefits while still remaining in the earth realm? Is that possible? The answer is yes. And that is the destiny of every believer. So go ahead, say to yourself, it's my destiny to live supernaturally out of heaven's benefits while still remaining in the earth realm. Okay, you didn't say it. You didn't say it. I didn't hear you. Let's do this. It is my destiny as a believer to live supernaturally out of heaven's benefits while still remaining in the earth realm. Powerful when you repeat it to yourself, and when you actually think about what it is that God has given us the ability to do, the quality of life design that he initially placed within us, is to live supernaturally while here on earth. That's God's plan. That's his quality of life design. When he made us, designed us as a chief architect, designed us in his image and likeness, doing that because he wanted us to have his way of life. So what did he do? He gave us his blueprint, which means he now wants to share with you his secrets, his thoughts, and his strategy for living. His secrets, his thoughts, and his strategies for living in the church, quote unquote. That a relationship with God is just about going to church and serving when it's your Sunday to serve. and pray and have an occasional encounter with God. But what God wants, as we strive to live the quality of life design that He created for us, the relationship that we have with Him should consist of intimate knowledge of His thoughts, His desires, and His design for our everyday life. Our teaching today was centered around first things first. First things first, which means that when we go about living our lives, we are to consider first and foremost God's intent. And then as we understand His intent, then we have to be willing to submit and do what it is that He's spoken to us to do. Pasolini gave a wonderful analogy of how when we want to get our hair done, women, we know what stylist we want. We know who can, you know, slay it. We know who the braid queen is. We know who the weave queen is. We know who the natural hair, you know, we know who we want. And so when is that day for us to go get our hair done or go get our nails done or whatever the things that we do to, so we quote unquote, to pamper ourselves? He said you have to. Every time you move, consult with the Holy Spirit. Because we're used to going to Sally down on Main Street because we know what Sally can do, we need to solicit the Holy Spirit for guidance. Because there may be an assignment at Kathy's shop, but because we're thinking about ourselves and how we want our hair to look and how we want our nails to look, we forget about the quality of life design that God initially made for us, and we operate in self. And when we do that, outcome then is consequence versus blessing. It's toil and headache instead of receiving a manifested blessing for obeying that which the Holy Spirit spoke. The quality of life design is about us being intimate with God. And we have to understand about us, y'all. He thought about us. Everything about us, He thought about us. With the expectation that our lives were going to flow according to His creative inspiration and that there would be no boundaries, He created us. He thought of us, giving us unlimited imagination and sources for us to fulfill the assignment that He's given us in the earth. Oh, God, then the kingdom message has been miscommunicated. But God wants us to know that He hasn't changed His vision or His plan. Those things were set in stone from the beginning. And they're going to continue in that vein. God wants us to truly understand how in agreement He and His thoughts are. And He wants us to know that His plan for our life hasn't changed. I think about the song that you often hear people sing at funerals. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. But God's plan is that we have the victory right here on earth. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so God wants us to make earth look like heaven. And how do we do that? We do that by utilizing the kingdom systems, the kingdom plans. We do that for us having a full understanding of God's original intent for us. And we move according to that which the Spirit speaks, the Holy Spirit speaks, versus us moving in our own flesh, our own mind. He wants us to be intimate. He wants us to know his thoughts. And that's what he placed inside of us, y'all. He gave us the ability to think like him. Oh, God. Yes. A lot of people say they're waiting. They're waiting on their blessing. They're waiting. But guess what? I don't know what you're waiting for, because he's already blessed us. And he's given us the ability to do great things already. If we're not experiencing the blessings, then we need to check ourselves. Honey, do you have your notes from today? We need to check ourselves. If things are not flowing, quality of life design, we need to find out what it is, where it is, that we're out of alignment with God's plan. When we are struggling, we need to look at, thank you, check this. Check to see if you've been appointed to do what you're doing in that moment. Check to see if this is in alignment with God's intent. And check to see if this is a part of the sent dimension. Because a lot of times, y'all, we try to do things and we call it the right thing, but it's far from what God's intent is for a situation, which then gets us out of the place of being able to live the quality of life design that God set in place. I hope this is helping somebody, because it's helping me again. So God wants us to live best lives now. He wants us to experience healing now, peace now, all of his goodness now. And because we have God's blueprint inside of us, the blueprint of the kingdom of heaven inside of us, the atmosphere and reality of heaven is already living inside of us now. So you might ask the question, how can this reality impact your now? Glad you ask. I'll give you. The first is agreeing and believing that God has already designed a divine pattern for you to succeed. Agreeing and believing that God has already designed a divine pattern for you to succeed. Then you decide, you have to decide to make his blueprint the source of life from which you draw, which means you're going to pay attention to his ways, his thoughts, his principles, guiding source for your life. It's got to be such that God and his spirit are the wellspring of our life, influencing every activity from the words that we speak to our daily habits. It has to be about God's intent. It has to be according to his ways, his thoughts, and his principles. And then we have to become intentional about seeking God's kingdom so that we can tap into his strategic design to get us beyond any obstacle or barrier and get us into a dimension of continuous blessings and overflow. So the nutshell of that is that, look, get your mind right. Get your mind on the things of God, the ways of God, the thoughts of God, the principles of the kingdom. Submit to that. It means that you're going to now stop just living life according to what you want or what someone else dictates. You're going to live your life according to that which the Spirit of God is dictating and speaking to you. We've got to understand God's intent for our lives daily. And we can do that through understanding His Word, asking questions, and listening to that which the Holy Spirit is speaking. And when we're doing this, when we are moving in that vein to live the quality of life that God intends, I want you all to know that, yes, there will be times that an interruption or an inconvenience will show up. But don't let that take you off track. See it for what it is. Deal with it accordingly. But understand that you have the power. You have the power and the authority. Operate in continuous blessings and overflow. Because you're being intentional about seeking God's kingdom. And we're down to about 5 minutes left. Amen. We do have a couple callers on the line. If you have any questions or any comments, if this is helping you, or if you need something else made clear, I want you please to press one and give me some feedback, some insight, because I want this teaching to be a blessing to you. I don't want you to get off this line this evening and have questions or anything being misunderstood. I want to know that you're going to be able to flow in this and live the quality of life design that God intends. Our callers who are on the line, if you would press one, I would love to hear any comment or question that you may have concerning what the Holy Spirit is revealing. Amen. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I know some are challenged. Some that I deal with are often challenged when it comes to pursuing the intent for their lives. Because a lot of people still have no idea what purpose is. They've not come into a place of truth, a dimension of truth, where they're even concerned about God's intent. They've made themselves very comfortable with just doing what the world says do, living as the world says live. And we find ourselves, we, because I'm talking about the we I used to be, but thank God for deliverance and truth. But we would find ourselves toiling and struggling in situations. We didn't have to do that. If we know the principles, if we know God's plan for our lives, and we begin to utilize His principles, we begin to operate in the thoughts and the plans and the ways of God, we can bypass some of the stuff that we've gone through, y'all. We have the ability to bypass it. But something wasn't in alignment. We allowed distractions to overrule, instead of the Spirit of God overshadowing us and shifting us into the place that God would have us to be, my brothers and my sisters. That we allow God. Bless you, Jesus. We allow Him to be the wellspring of our lives. Hallelujah. All of our activity, from the words that we speak to each and every one of our daily habits. We've got to become intentional, y'all. We've got to agree and believe that God has already designed this pattern of life for us to succeed. Because he has. Do you believe it? I believe it. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Quality of life desire. God made us thinking of himself because he made us in his image. He thought about us, y'all. He thought about what he would have us to do to glorify him in the earth. He thought about us. And he established a way. He gave us principles and a plan to live the quality of life. Quality of life that he would desire for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you for this teaching on tonight. God, I pray that those who heard it now and those who will listen later, God, will be impacted, positively impacted, that they're able to grab hold of your kingdom principles, that they would begin to embrace your thoughts, your plans, your ways, your principles for their lives, and they will begin to live the quality of life that you have us destined to live. Holy Governor, thank you for what you've spoken. And we give you praise and glory and honor for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, if the empowerment, please, we want to help those who are having issues with understanding purpose and navigating God's intent to get it to your next. We want to aid you. We want to help navigate you to your next. So if you're in need of kingdom counseling, coaching, or mentoring, we ask that you would reach out to us. We're here locally to do it, but we can do this by phone. But we want to help. So please go to our website, empowermentoasiswordpress.com. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We have been empowered, and we want to empower you as well to be all that God has called you to be. We invite you, if you have prayer requests, please send those in, as we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Ha! Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. We want you to live a whole life. We want you to live your best life now and live according to the kingdom principles that God has set in place for us. We love you. God bless you. Until next time, good night.